From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concerns about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly will meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. Sean Spicer is a presidential spokesman.
It's significant that the president is sending the secretaries to Mexico so early in the administration. It's symbolic of the meaningful relationship that our two nations have.
Sean Spicer. The United Nations Syria envoy says he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks, but he hopes to build momentum toward peace. He made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, acknowledges the successful resumption of the upcoming fourth round of negotiations hinges largely on the warring parties abiding by the current ceasefire. He says Russia, which worked out this agreement with Turkey and Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, is using its influence to see that this fragile ceasefire holds. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday that 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community steps in to prevent it. The UN has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeastern part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months. He said $4.4 billion is needed by the end of March, just 4 weeks away. For the entire year, a total of more than $5.6 billion is needed for those four countries. This is VOA News. American Indian protesters trying to stop the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota burned an encampment where they had been living. One woman suffered burns. About 10 activists were arrested when they refused to honor a 2 p.m. deadline to leave. The pipeline is almost complete, except for a segment running under a lake on territory the Indians believe is sacred. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing protests that have broken out against his plan to dismantle the nation's health care plan and then replace it with something that he says is better. Noisy protests have sprouted recently at meetings in the home districts of Republican members of Congress. The president said on Twitter late Tuesday that the demonstrations are planned by liberal activists. The affordable health care law has allowed 20 million previously uninsured Americans to buy policies. It is one of the signature actions of the previous administration. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials. The president said the current budget is a mess and said we must do a lot more with less. Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of the Earth and are situated in a way that makes water possible on their surfaces. Thomas Zurbuchen is with NASA.
These planets are among the best of all the planets we know to follow up, to see, for example, with the James Webb Space Telescope that we're going to launch last year, the atmospheres, and also to look at biosignatures if there are any.
Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. Russia's highest court Wednesday overturned the conviction of opposition activist Ildar Dadin, who had been in jail for more than a year for holding an unauthorized demonstration. The Russian Supreme Court annulled the case against Dadin and ordered his release. A court in South Africa has ruled against a government plan to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. It ruled Wednesday that the plan is unconstitutional because Parliament was not consulted before the notice of withdrawal was filed. The South African court has asked the government to revoke its notice of withdrawal. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony where he pledged to begin stabilizing the country. He warned that that process will take many years. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, took the oath of office in Mogadishu. He asked Somalis to help him restore order to the country that has endured decades of internal conflict. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.